It's cheaper than supposedly cheaper than designing and then testing.
Right.
If you can model initially,
Right.
and there's a big group of people that do modeling relative to the EMC field. The problem is that right now the modeling is just to several pieces of it. The first one is to model the electronics within a system and the physical placement of the parts and how and the magnitudes of the signals
Right.
and how they might couple one to another through the power system and through the communications system within it. That's a distinct area in modeling. How to design equipment so that it works properly together. Well, then the next problem is what kind of signals come out of this device and how do they couple to some other device?
Right.
And the question is how does this other device react to these signals? Well, all of that requires something in between there that might be called the real world, whether it's a power line or whether it's a electromagnetic coupling through the air or what. And so there's the real problem is we all consider, for example, that propagation is a characteristic of free space, right? Now, all the equations that we use are free space oriented to some extent, and antennas are somewhat idealized, and so it's become a real hassle, no, a real challenge to get the correct answer with all these modeling programs.